Exodus chapter 5. Thank you for being in the assembly tonight. Thank you, Brother Larry, for the preaching of the Word of God. I want to get into where you are tonight. I want to get inside of you and affect you. I can't help you if I can't get to you. And it'll take the Holy Spirit to do that. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, "Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness." And Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey his voice and let Israel go? I know not the Lord, neither will I let Israel go." And they said, "The God of the Hebrews hath met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days' journey into the desert, and sacrifice unto the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword." I want to preach tonight on Fui on Pharaoh. Joseph's been dead here 134 years. There's rose up another Pharaoh that knew not Joseph. And the children of Israel are in bondage. 400 years and 30 years have expired. And it's time for deliverance. This Pharaoh is almost a deity to these people. They'd fall down and worship when he passed by. The children of Israel have been crying for deliverance. I'm going to say that Pharaoh is like the devil in many ways, in many instances. And the people are tired of it, and they're crying for deliverance, and God hears their cry. Many of you are here tonight, and your hearts are in trouble. Some maybe have already given up that there's any help for you. But have patience. Pharaoh is not going to last forever. And Moses had a promise from God that they would be delivered. Pharaoh thinks he's running things. He's got everything under control. All his area bows down to him. The Israelites are crying. Their burden's getting greater. And down in Amram and Jochebed's house, there's a little baby boy born. And Pharaoh don't know it, neither does his daughter. And down yonder by the Nile in the bulrushes, God's working on him and a building to get in to Pharaoh's house. And the decree's gone out to kill all the little Hebrew boy babies. My God, Roe versus Wade is not the first abortion. Pharaoh did it then. God help America tonight. After 55 million abortions, in the last 40 years, we're responsible for the blood of the innocents. 55% of all Americans who own dogs sleep with them. 65% of all cat owners sleep with them. And yet we pay through our taxes to have babies killed literally by the millions. I'm crying for deliverance from ungodly slaughter of little old babies. But I'm crying for salvation for sinners that know nothing about the grace of God. Oh, tonight, God, help us to come again to reality. We have so much wickedness and naughtiness now in America that it's just run-of-the-mill to us. Nothing seems to be bad anymore. The majority, the great majority of America has no more morals than an alley cat. We laugh at wickedness. We say things that preachers do in the pulpits that my daddy would have whipped me for saying anything similar to it. Pharaoh is in control. Pharaoh's doing as he pleases. But there's a little boy in the bulrushes. Thank God. That's going to change things. I see them Roman soldiers going from house to house. Any boy babies in here? Them Hebrew mamas are trembling, giving up them babies. They're being slaughtered. But them Hebrew women, God's a blessing them and saving a few. Oh, listen. There's still reason to cry for deliverance. America may be gone, and I think she is. But God's in His heaven. And God will stir one day again. I weep on my bed and say, when, Lord, when, Lord, when, Lord? Will we turn again to right and righteousness, and God's people shout the victory and praise God, and yet wickedness is abounding more and more and more. We preachers that are still left that believe in this old time way are dying out, killing ourselves, and it seems like we're wasting our voice. Crying for righteousness and righteousness and righteousness. But there's a day of deliverance in this black back book that I'm reading from tonight. Listen to me, Hebrew children. Moses is down yonder in the bulrushes. Keep a praying. There's an appointed day for deliverance. Bless his name. Isn't it something that in all of that wickedness, that little old boy in the bulrush is going to change everything? His God's working. Now, Pharaoh is a destroyer. He's a killing them little Hebrew babies. Mamas and daddies, you listen to this old war out preacher tonight. You don't have to give your children to the devil. You don't have to sell them out. Hey, I still think you ought to whip them and take them to the house of God and whip them after you get there and make them listen to the man of God preach. I wouldn't put them in a nursery. I'd get them as close to the front as I could and let God's man spit on them. Amen. And sweat on them. And amen, preach against wickedness and ungodliness, and I'd brag on it all the way home. And say, this is right, this is right, this is right. How long until God moves again? They had a promise of deliverance. not a promise of deliverance. It's not my job to weep and cry and weep and cry and say no hope. There is hope. Listen to me, discouraged mom and daddy tonight. Get your head up. Deliverance is coming. Oh, preacher friend, hear me tonight. There's more reason now to preach and shout than there's ever been before. We're nearing to the blessed sun coming down than we've ever been before. Woo! Down yonder in the Pharaoh's house, I see that little old princess. Stephen needs to take a bath. Just happened. She went down to the river, the Nile River. Now I'm a talking to you about these things are working all the time. If you're not careful, you'll give up hope. But there's things are working. God's a moving things. I know the Supreme Court is wicked. 555 people tonight are running everything in America. That's exactly right. They're running it. They think. But there's a promise of God that there's going to be deliverance. I'm not going to lay on my face and say, oh Lord, what am I going to do? I'm going to preach it. I'm going to tell them there's a day of coming. Bless His name. I heard an old lady call for the preacher. She'd been out of it in a coma for days. And she woke up and called for the preacher. Said, get him over here. I want to tell him something. They got the preacher and got him over there. And said, she won't tell us. She won't tell you. And she motioned him on down. He'd been down for days and days and days. And it looked like her son wouldn't come up again. And she got him down and said, what do you want, Miss Lou? She said, there is a land that's fairer than day. Oh, yes. I want to tell you tonight, if this world is all of you, I'd be in depression too. But we've got a promise. He is destructive. And the devil's destructive tonight. He's tearing up churches. I heard the other day a survey. There's 1,500 preachers leave their churches every month. From infidelity or being voted out. Or sickness, or some kind of thing that gets them out. Depression's a big thing. Why in the world, men of God, there's probably 65 or 70 preachers here tonight, why in the world would we get discouraged? Amen. I know the devil's destructive and he's fighting and he's a deceiver. But thank God victories are coming. It may be in the morning or it may be tonight. Fury on Pharaoh. He don't know what he's doing. He thinks he's running things. Barack Hussein Obama, you're a fool. You can do things by executive order if you want to, but your order's not final. You may change this and that and do this and that, but God's going to do what He said in His book. No matter what Pharaoh does, fire on you, Pharaoh! I'd like to help you tonight. There's a discouragement in the land. Preachers driven out of the ministry because of what the people do. I don't know how much longer my people put up with me. But I'll preach at the courthouse till they run me off from out there. On the street corner till they run me off down there. Are y'all hearing me tonight? because there's no place to give up. Mamas, I'm telling you tonight, mamas, don't slack. I tell you what I do. Now, Pharaoh's a deceiver. He kept saying, I'll let you go, then I won't let you go. Then I'll let you go if the men can go. And then I'll finally let you go with the men and the women, but don't take your cattle. And you can do this, but don't take the children. He's a deceiver. And the devil's a deceiver. And he's got us about thinking that we're about done for. That there's no hope for us. But great God, there's more hope now than there's ever been. I've got a better chance. I've got a better chance of seeing him a coming than any age that's ever been. Amen. Bless his name. I'm not going to get down or get discouraged. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Just about every week, sometimes two or three times a week, I get a call from a depressed preacher. Said, tell me, preacher, what to do. Tell me what to do. They're about to run me off. Had a call one night. I was in North Carolina and got back to the preacher's house late, about 11 o'clock. And as a message on the phone said, preacher, maybe call me no matter what time it is. And I called the number as a preacher, and I know him for years. And I said, what's the matter? I was give out from preaching. And he said, I'm in the church office, and they're in the back of voting on me right now. And I said, what's the matter with you? What awful thing have you done? He said, I believe that I've been predestinated, and they don't believe it. And I said, how many points do you believe? And he said, three. Woo! I said, I do believe it too. I said, ever since down on the hillside that morning when God saved me, I believe I'm predestinated too. I don't care what's depressing you. Get up from under the bed. Get off your face. And to preach again. Preach again. Preach again. Pray again. Shout again. Fully on Pharaoh. He can't hold us but so long. He's a deceiver and he's a destroyer. It's exactly what he is. He's got America since we started blessing and loving on the homosexuals. God's took his hand off America. We've now said Israel's nobody special. And we've turned against Israel. And God took his hand off of the church of America tonight. We've not won a war since, I believe, the Second World War. And we're getting worse at it all the time. It looks pretty dismal. Pharaoh's laughing. But that little Hebrew boy is growing. Amram and Jochebed raising him down to her house. That princess thinks he's hers. I can hear Jochebed singing Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound to him, and saying, God is righteous. God rules. God is our master. Our Lord God Jehovah, the great I am, Moses. Always remember, God is ruling things and running things. Amen. Did you know, and I didn't catch this for a long time, before Moses ever went to Jethro's house, he knew he was going to deliver Israel. That's right. You say he didn't find it out till he got to the burning bush. No. And Acts said that Moses thought that Egyptian ought to know that he is going to lead the people out.
read it and see. He believed it. Amen. I believe there's a deliverance. I don't care what they're doing in America. I don't care if we're in the scum pond. We are. We're in the sewer tank tonight. Filthy and ungodly. Churches, don't let it get in your pulpit. Don't let cussing preachers preach to your people with a half filthy mouth. Thank God that still the old time Holy Ghost route way is right. It's still right to preach the gospel in purity and in power to boys and girls that are doomed and going to a devil's hell. Thank God I don't have to take second seat to nobody. God saved me and God called me and God promised me He'd be with me. I don't need anything else. There is a land that's fairer than they. Bless His name.
We don't have to give our youngins up to hell. Oh, tonight, you're about to give up. Several folk in here tonight are wondering, what's the use? What's the use? What's the use? I'd like to talk to you for a little while. Thank God. Boy, I remember the morning I got saved and got deliverance. The most blessed time in my life is the day I got born again. I'll tell you, in a flash, in a moment's time, I went from a morning sinner under deep conviction to shouting hallelujah. I did not believe in shouting. We went to a liberal church. I've seen my mom get excited a few times, but folks didn't shout. They're just too proud and too high for that business. And they had to call you holiness. But I'm going to tell you, there for about 15 or 20 minutes, I don't know how long it was, I didn't care what they called me. In fact, I wouldn't have known if they had to call me anything. God blessing that 15-year-old boy's heart, making me know. And listen, I felt it again last night in here and over yonder in my room. Fully on Pharaoh. He ain't a running thing. God is. I don't have to have my head down. Amen. It's a blessing tonight to be saved. I'm so proud of this family over here singing, that daddy talking to them. That helped my heart. Thank God, do you know you're saved tonight? Do you know there's no use to have the mullet grubs and have your head down? Amen. Hey, preachers, listen to me. If you're down, your people will be. Amen. Somebody asked me a while back behind the pulpit and said, how do you feel? I said, awful, but they ain't going to know it. Thank God, they ain't about to know how I feel. Because I feel right in my heart. Praise God. Amen. I want to help you if I can at all tonight. I've got real hope for God's people. I really have. Now we're being narrowed down more and more all the time. Less and less churches are standing for the old time way. Just very few really standing for the old time way. But everybody claims to be old timey. Everybody does. A friend of mine asked a fellow a while back, said, what are you? Really, what are you? And he said, I am an old time Catholic. But I'm going to tell you, there's something about being old-timey, and I'm proud the tags are hanging on me, and I'll carry it to my grave. Old-timeness has nothing to do with the King James Bible, nor with a martyr's bench, educated or uneducated. The real deal of old-timeness is the Holy Ghost. If we don't have that, we're as modern as any of them. If we've got it, we're standing out by ourselves. If a lawyer can do everything your preacher does, get rid of him. Are you hearing me?
There ought to be something about the man of God that stands before you on Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night doing something nobody else can do. Are you hearing me? Oh! Hurry on, Pharaoh. There's still room for this old time Holy Ghost way to prosper. Bless His name.
Ain't you? You say, preacher, you ever get depressed? Not anymore. I refuse. I was under depression one time, thought I was dying of cancer, and got under depression. I'm ashamed of it tonight. And I've determined in my mind never to be depressed again, no matter what. Ain't going to worry about anything. Nothing. Ain't going to worry about anything. You say, really, preacher? Really. Ain't going to worry about anything. If we trust in Him like we say we're trusting in Him, why go around the head down all the time? And are you hearing me? I mean, if He really is God of our life, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of everything in our life, and promised to be with us and never leave us and never forsake us and to give us the good of the land, why you got your head down for it? Ma'am, I don't know why I keep saying this, but ma'am, there's not any use in you being in depression and saying, why me? I want to tell you what you ought to be so proud to dress right when you go downtown. You say, preacher, you going to get on that? No, I'm already on it. I think the ladies ought to dress like ladies. Oh, yes, that's right. I believe that they ought to dress like ladies. I wouldn't want to go to Walmart and anything I wouldn't want to be buried in. Amen. I believe it's right for age and our time for ladies. I didn't know I was going to get on this. To wear a dress. Everywhere. I told you we was in a small group. I think men ought to look like men. Amen. I think you ought to teach your boys to look like men. I believe just as soon as you can, take that boy and get him a haircut. Don't let it grow down over his ears. He'll want that away all his life. Amen. Don't ever dress him in anything frilly. Amen. Amen. But as soon as you can, get him a pair of overalls and put on him. Amen. Get him a little hammer to put in his pocket. Amen. Get him some blocks with some nails. Tell him to drive them nails in them blocks. Amen. Tell him to go vroom, 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 vroom. Amen. Teach him to pray between your knees. Get that boy between your knees and pray with him. Holler and let him hear it and say, this is right, son. God help this boy. Amen. I would never let him dye his hair or get an earring. Every time I've seen somebody with an ear, boy with an earring, I say, that's the awfulest thing I ever seen in all of my life. Shamey, 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 son. Don't you ever do that. I'll whoop you if you're 25 years old. You listen to me, ladies, them little old girls. Don't ever let them put on slacks and men's breeches, little old loafer all shame. I didn't have no idea it's gonna get on tonight. I'm just a tickle. Listen, you say, preacher, what's wrong with you? Nothing. I'm talking about we left all of that. You see, we want that old time stuff that our grannies had, but we don't want to do what they did. Hey, man. I don't have much confidence in ladies that are dressed like harlots and then come to church and cry and sing Amazing Grace and expect me to have confidence in them. I don't know whether anybody's ever preached on this or not. I thought I'd just take care of it and y'all can go on. Let that hair grow on them little old girls and let your hair grow to show them how long it ought to be. All your head ought to be covered with hair. That's what the Bible said. That's what. I know you won't like me no more. But that's all right. That's what the book said. Great God in heaven tonight. Fully on Pharaoh. He don't know anything about how we ought to dress, how we ought to act. They're dictating that. One-eyed idiot in your living room's dictating how you ought to dress, how you ought to talk, and your daughters are going to school. Lord God, have mercy. Nastiness and ungodliness and filthiness. Amen. It's coming a day of deliverance. I challenge you, men of God, tonight to tighten her down. I mean, just quit trying to be a socialite and a politician at the house of God and preach the gospel. Do you know them old mountain preachers told me? One said to me, "What are you doing today?" I said, "Well, I've been out of visiting." He said, "What for? Did they send for you?" I said, "No." He said, "Stay out of their homes. You get too involved in homes and you can't preach on nothing on Sunday morning. The devil will tell you you're preaching on what you saw in their home." God bless you. No use you looking at me that way. It ain't going to change me. Quit visiting when you ain't wanted. Preach hellfire and brimstone. Don't run yourself crazy trying to increase your crowd by two or three so you can get your name in somebody's paper for having the biggest crowd. You go ahead and throw the net out there for everything and you'll get water dogs and snakes and terrapins and everything else.
Yeah.
Amen. You say, "Preacher, your crowd not very big." Not very big at all. But I want to preach to them come Sunday morning, every January. I say, "I'm sorry for my preaching last year. I'm sorry. I apologize to you. It wasn't half hard enough. And I promise you to tighten up again this year." Ma'am, don't be depressed because they laugh at the way you dress. Be proud to look like a lady. The last thing that young boy needs, and I don't mean to be vulgar, the last thing that young man needs at the house of God is to see some half harlot walking around in front of him. God help us to have decency at the house of God. Nobody dressed like a harlot ought to be allowed to preach, to sing in the choir. Are you hearing me? They ought to be allowed to sing before the congregation, half undressed. Amen. I didn't mean to do any of this tonight, but I'm glad I'm in it. Fall on Pharaoh, he ain't a running thing. Hebrew children, continue to dress the way God said dress. Did you know the Hebrew children had to dress a certain way? Did you know they had to talk like a Hebrew? Thank you, Lord. We've drifted a long ways. A long ways from where we used to be in our everyday actions. We've twisted and made things that used to be sin. I said, "It's all right now." My young'uns are talking to me about getting a, what do they call, an iPhone. I don't know what that is. And I said, "What is that?" And they said, "Well, it's smaller than an iPad." And under God, I'm afraid to get one of them. There's everything on there. Everything. 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 And I may wind up getting one. I don't know. But I may stomp it after two or three days. I tell you, the devils are putting everything in our hands that any filthy mind can lust after.
You're right, brother.
But there's coming a day. Somebody said, "Why don't you get you a computer and take with you to the motel room where you can just sit and study and all that?" And that sounds good. And I don't reckon I'm really fighting it, but I said, "I don't trust myself."
God bless you.
What if I was to get thinking wrong and bring up the wrong thing? And then that night I couldn't preach and I'd cry and beg God to forgive me. You know what? The whole world is a-wandering after that beast.
Amen.
Y'all denying that? The whole world is wondering after that very beast. If you don't talk computer language, you can't talk hardly to anybody anymore.
That's right.
My youngest is saying, I said something to them one the other day, and they said, LOL. I said, what in the world does that mean? They said, laugh out loud. And they got that on the computers, you know. They can talk, they don't talk our language. They can use letters.
Right around here.
Oh, Lord. Now listen to me and then I'll be done tonight. If I was you, I'd admit tonight I'm depressed, preacher. Some things confusing, confounding me in such trouble. I don't hardly know any church that I've been into this year or last year, not this year, that there's not some kind of trouble in. Preacher just hanging on by the skin of his teeth and crying and saying, do right, folks, do right, do right. And I know there's pollution in the pulpit. I know that. But I tell you tonight, there is a happy way to live. If you keep your mind on the Jordan River all the time and saying how deep and wide. Don't you know that right on the other side is the promised land? If you'll keep your mind over across that river of trouble that's flowing across your path, you can live in victory. You see, the Hebrews knew that by God's word is going to have victory. He's going to take them out. They knew He's going to take them out. He told them so. They got out there on the road and said, would God we'd have died in Egypt. Be down there and eating them onions and melons and died in Egypt. Would God. I'm going to tell you, when they got to the promised land, all them that is dead that complained and griped against God and God's man, telling them what God said, everything 20 years old and upward, were destroyed. And never saw the promised land.
Amen.
I believe every word in this book here, every word of it. Boy, it gets on my head every once in a while. I'll be reading late in the night and I'll say, oh Lord, that's me. And repent and ask God to forgive me. I want to tell you something tonight. If I was here and old Pharaoh had a hold of me and had me under bondage, I'd get in this altar tonight and I'd say, phooey on Pharaoh. I've got a promise of God to be with me. I got in a little tight a while back and I said, now wait a minute, Lord. The night you called me to preach upstairs in that old house, two rooms down, two up, and I was in the back room and could look out and see the stars. Every once in a while, I positioned myself through that old board roof. And God called me to preach and said, I'll go with you. And I claim that on Him every once in a while. I said, you promised me that you'd go with me. And He never has. He never has failed on His part, and He won't yours either, sir. Preacher, He won't fail you. He won't fail you. Ma'am, mama, He won't fail you. You raise him younger, He won't fail you. Preacher friend said, my little old boy just acting up, and I said, son, straighten up. And he said he would not. I said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, buddy. I'm not going to whoop you. I'm going to put you upstairs. He had spanked him once. I'm going to let you sleep in the attic tonight. He said, the attic's fine. There's nothing wrong up there. It's good and everything took care of. No danger or nothing. A good bed up there and everything. He said, get upstairs and sleep. He said, I laid down. My wife laid down. She had never said a word. And I heard him a-crying.
She said, it's snubbing. I couldn't sleep. I finally got up. She said, where are you going? She said, now I tell you what, you're going to tear up everything you've done. And he said, she said, you're going to let him come down now because you feel sorry for him. And you're going to ruin everything you've done. He said, no, I'm not going to let him come down. I'm going to go up there and sleep with him. And God might not take all this away from you, but he'll go to sleep with you tonight. Did you know the Bible said he'd make your bed? Did you know that the Bible said he's in front of you and behind you and beside you and below you and above you? Pharaoh, you Pharaoh, you're not running things. Supreme Court, you're not running things. Legislature, Senate, you're not running things. Barack Hussein Obama, you're not running things. Supreme Court, you're not running things. God is. I want to read you one more scripture and I'll be done. I know this close preaching is out of style. But I believe there's some mamas in here tonight by the dozens that know what God wants for their life. Know what's right. And the devils are plaguing you every day. Preacher, because I am one, I kind of know what you're going through. There's some raging things around God's men tonight that's saying, slow down, back up. Don't preach that. If you want a crowd, if you want peace, what it's peace at any price anymore, you know. And that's a shame. We need some warriors at the house of God. I want you to listen, and I'll be done. And it came to pass that at midnight in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne under the firstborn of the captive that is in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians. And there was a great cry in Egypt, for there's not a home where there's not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, rise up and get you forth from among my people, both you and the children of Israel, and go serve the Lord as you've said, and also take your flocks and your herds as you've said, and be gone and bless me also. Just a little while. Just hold out a little longer. And the God that brought deliverance to them will bring it to us. You believe that? It might be when we stand and sing, Brother Jones, I want you to get a song ready, that you need to come down here and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I've been in such trouble and heartache over this and over that and little old frivolous things. But tonight I want to declare you supreme in my life. Everybody stand, please. I want you to be honest. That's all I want you to do while we sing together.